Now, sitting under your chair, Sophie, is a mystery guest that no one's been introduced to yet. Tell us what you now have sitting on your lap.
This is a lovely phrenology head. It's a cream ceramic skull that seems to be split into different types of areas. And this was a pseudoscience that was pioneered, if you can use that word, by Franz Josef Gall, who believed that the brain was split into different faculties and that it was like a muscle. And the areas that you had bigger bits of your personality, like for instance, I'm looking at here, the hope for your future or your sublimity or your cautiousness, or I quite like, there's the ones in the back about amorousness, could be seen from the lumps and bumps of your head. So he believed that your brain actually formed the different peaks and troughs of your skull, and you could tell bits about your personality. It is, of course, a pseudoscience, but one that was believed pretty widely from 1810 to 1840, and Edinburgh was the European home of phrenology.
So basically, looking at this head you've got here, there's a map drawn on the surface with words corresponding to. So if I fondled your head and I felt a bump in that particular area, I'd say, oh, that's your dignity centre. So you must be, well, you must be very enriched for dignity. I see at the back here, this is obviously the love centre because we've got conjugal values, we've got marriage there at the back. Because that bit at the back there is actually where your external occipital protuberance is, the bulge on the back of the head. And didn't they say that if you've got a big one of those, you've got a big something else? Wasn't that the claim?
People in the audience are fondling their own heads.
So that was indeed the claim. And for instance, there was actually a group of phrenologists in Dumfries who dug up Robert Burns's bones to get a crast of his skull to see whether or not his poetic center was particularly large. But they actually found that his love of children and his ability to make children was especially large portion of his skull, which, if you know his story, of course, is true.
There was something about pickpockets, though. Wasn't it around the side here? So above the ear, there's something here.
Yes, we've got a bit of a audience participation. If you have a little feel just above your ears, you might feel a little bump. You can feel whoever you're with if you ask them nicely. apparently, this actually came about because Franz Josef Gall went and surveyed all of the pickpockets, just pickpockets, to see what area of their skull made them more prone to pickpocketing. And apparently it is that little bump just above your ear, and the bigger it is, the more likely you are to steal.
When did this fall out of favour? When did people discover that this is just bunkum, the shape of your brain, whilst it is divided into different bits of the brain doing different jobs, has no bearing, really, on the shape of your skull?
So around the 1840s, because quite embarrassingly, the Phrenological Museum is actually here in Edinburgh. It was right across the street from Chambers Street. And you can see above all the windows, there's casts of the skulls of the great men of phrenology. Now, the problem was that when these men passed away and casts were taken of their own skulls, the kind of traits that they were actually showing weren't what they maybe would have wished them to be. A lot of them actually showed up to be, they'd be murderers or pickpockets, but were the great men of phrenology.
So it suddenly fell from favour and was withdrawn quietly and disappeared. Is that what you're saying?
So I think it was actually quite a lot of drama and debate in Edinburgh society about phrenology, and a lot of great, very Victorian arguments through correspondence, but it did indeed fall out of favour, thankfully.
Well, thank you very much for coming to show it to us today, Sophie.